A man walks out of prison after 3 years to discover his wife has died in a car crash with his best friend beside her. Shadow Moon's world collapses before he can even step back into it. On the flight home, a stranger with a glass eye offers him a job. The stranger knows too much. Shadow's name, his past, the hollow space where his future used to be. This is no ordinary job offer, and Mr. Wednesday is no ordinary man. He's Odin, the Norse Allfather, now reduced to running cons across America's backroads. And he's recruiting for a war between gods, old deities clinging to relevance, and new ones gorging on our digital devotion. Shadow accepts, not because he believes, but because he has nothing left to lose. What follows is a journey through America's hidden spiritual landscape, where every roadside attraction might be sacred ground, and every stranger might be divine. The genius of this story lies in a devastating premise. Gods exist because we believe in them. When immigrants sailed to America, they carried their deities, Odin, Anansi, Bast, Anubis. But as generations passed and belief faded, these gods diminished. Now they work slaughterhouses and drive cabs, their temples replaced by shopping malls. Chernabog, once a Slavic god demanding blood sacrifice, now works in a Chicago slaughterhouse, his sledgehammer striking cattle instead of human offerings. The Queen of Sheba has become Bilkis, surviving as a prostitute who literally consumes her clients. Mad Sweeney, an Irish king god, has devolved into a drunken leprechaun, obsessed with recovering a lost coin. Each retains echoes of former glory while scraping by on society's margins. Their struggle mirrors the terror of becoming obsolete, of being replaced by something newer and shinier. These beings once commanded temples and sacrifices. Now they wear shabby suits and work jobs they hate, invisible among the very people who once revered them. While old gods fade, new deities thrive. Technical Boy arrives in a limousine bigger inside than out, dismissing ancient powers as obsolete while vaping and updating himself like software. Media seduces through television screens, appearing as Lucy Ball or David Bowie, feeding on attention. Mr. World embodies globalization itself, erasing uniqueness in favor of universal sameness. These new gods don't need temples, they have smartphones. Their prayers are clicks and shares. Their offerings are personal data harvested with every swipe. Consider your own rituals, checking your phone hundreds of times daily, structuring life around social media feeds, surrendering intimate information to corporations. We've replaced community gatherings with solitary scrolling, shared stories with algorithmic feeds. The new gods promise connection but deliver isolation, offer information but not wisdom. Their power comes not from genuine devotion, but from habit and addiction, a shallow worship that may prove as unstable as the technologies it's built upon. The battle between old and new reflects deeper tensions, tradition versus progress, diversity versus homogeneity, meaning versus convenience. Shadow finds refuge in Lakeside, Wisconsin, a picture-perfect town thriving while neighbors crumble. Friendly faces, bustling businesses, community raffles, everything small-town America promises. But perfection demands payment. Every winter, a child vanishes. Not randomly, like clockwork. The pattern is so normalized that residents have developed elaborate mechanisms to avoid acknowledging it. Investigating Allison McGovern's disappearance, Shadow discovers missing children's bodies lie in cars beneath the frozen lake, preserved in ice until spring swallows them. Hinzelin, the beloved old-timer spinning charming tales, is actually an ancient kobold maintaining Lakeside's prosperity through centuries of ritualistic murder. His stories become sinister cover for systematic sacrifice. The town's economic immunity isn't luck, it's purchased with children's lives, a devastating metaphor for the American dream's hidden costs, prosperity built on exploitation, comfort maintained through collective denial, communities that sacrifice the vulnerable to preserve the majority's lifestyle. The war between old and new gods is a lie. Wednesday and Loki, appearing as Mr. World, orchestrated the entire conflict to feed on power generated when gods die in battle. The planned bloodbath at Rock City isn't about victory. It's about creating enough divine sacrifice to empower two tricksters at everyone else's expense. Shadow discovers he's Wednesday's son, a demigod whose sacrifice would be particularly powerful. His entire journey has been preparation for his own death. The gods, desperate and afraid, have been maneuvered into mutual destruction without understanding the true stakes. Old gods face irrelevance, new gods fear replacement by whatever comes next. The manipulation echoes how political and social divisions are encouraged by those who benefit from discord, how conflict serves power while destroying communities. After Wednesday's murder, Shadow holds vigil, 9 days and nights, bound to a tree, mirroring Odin's sacrifice on Yggdrasil. He dies and journeys through Egyptian, Greek, and Norse afterlives, reflecting America's spiritual diversity. The ordeal strips away illusions, forcing him to confront fundamental truths about Wednesday's scheme and what must be done. His suffering evokes Odin's hanging, Christ's crucifixion, and Buddhist enlightenment through pain. Shadow dies to his old self, the passive ex-convict who accepted whatever came and is reborn with purpose and knowledge. His resurrection represents transcending cycles of violence and exploitation, choosing a different path than those before him. Shadow surrenders his old identity to discover his true nature, just as America might need to let certain myths die to address its contradictions and move toward authenticity. At Rock City, Shadow exposes the con before gods can slaughter each other. He argues that America's vastness can accommodate all of them, old gods and new, traditional beliefs and modern innovations. Either-or thinking can be replaced by both-and thinking that allows coexistence. After preventing the battle, Shadow returns to Lakeside and confronts Hinzelmann, exposing the sacrificial system maintaining artificial prosperity. This parallel resolution suggests the same choice faces ordinary Americans: continue sacrificing the vulnerable for prosperity or seek more just arrangements. The novel ends with Shadow traveling to Iceland, where he meets the original Odin, different from the American version he knew as Wednesday. This encounter emphasizes how gods change when they cross oceans, adapting to new cultures while maintaining connections to origins. Identity, whether divine or human, individual or national, is not fixed but fluid, constantly renegotiated through interaction with new environments. We live in a world where attention is currency and data is sacrifice. We've built new altars without dismantling the old ones, creating a spiritual landscape cluttered with abandoned temples and glowing screens. Shadow's journey asks us to examine what we worship, not what we claim to believe, but where we actually direct our devotion. The old gods teach us that nothing lasts without genuine belief to sustain it. The new gods warn us that worship built on addiction creates hollow power. America contains multitudes, contradictions and possibilities, ancient wisdom and cutting-edge innovation. The question isn't which gods deserve to survive, but whether we're brave enough to acknowledge all of them, to make room for complexity rather than demanding simplicity. What story are you writing with your daily choices? What are you feeding with your attention?